Proclamation number 4719 of 21st of August, 1949. Dissolution of the old earth and resurrection in the moment. To dissolve the earth into its original components means a transferring back of the spiritual into the former lowest and most imperfect state, should the dissolution proceed in the same backward sequence. But a sudden dissolution means a becoming free of the bound spiritual out of form, therefore an unbound state for the spiritual, which however is not yet ripe for a free working. Thus the spiritual would misuse its freedom, it would let off steam and be active in a sense contrary to God, because it has not yet recognized God but is still subject to his adversary, to whom the destructive principle is inherent, who does not favor any construction and no meaningful upward development. Consequently, imperfect spiritual substances that have become free must soon be bound again in a form if the divine order is to be maintained and a chaotic state is to be avoided in the spiritual world as well. A reversion of the spiritual in the form of a downward development of the earth is impossible from God's point of view because his principle is always only construction and progress, since love determines all his rule and activity. If an unlawful dissolution of matter takes place through human will, God will soon give the released spiritual substance another form in which the upward development will continue. If an act of destruction takes place from God, through his will and his power, then this is not to be regarded as a decline of works of creation but a violent act of liberation again for the purpose of a new shaping of the bound spiritual, whose will of service is evident to God and which he now also takes into account. Even the last work of destruction on this earth, which is staged by human will, is in God's eternal counsel the cause of a mighty process of transformation for the entire spiritual, which is bound in the creations of the earth. The cause of the work of destruction is human will, but the effect of it is God's will, which is why the downfall of the old earth is also fixed in God's eternal plan of salvation, because all spirits, including the devils, are serviceable to him, even if against their will. For God's adversary seeks to prevent any upward development, he seeks to tear back again that which has already come closer to God and to make it apostate from God and to plunge it into the depths. But God's plans and his power prevent what he is striving for. It now emerges from all this that the new earth with its creations does not need a time of development, since spiritual substances in every stage, in every degree of maturity, are released through the downfall of the old earth and this released spiritual substance can therefore also soon take on the new forms which God assigns to it and which it also has to take on if a battle is not to break out between the spiritual substance, which would throw it far back again because it automatically pushes towards the one whose will gave it life. Thus the new emergence of the earth will not take a long time, a retrogression of the earth will not be the cause of the end, as is often wrongly assumed, just as no slow development of the new creation is necessary either. God will let a new earth come into being at the moment with all conceivable creations which testify to his creative will, his wisdom and his greater than great love and give evidence of his power and glory. And therefore people of this earth will be allowed to see the new miracle of creation, as well as they will remain faithful to God at the end of this earth period and will be raptured as a flock of the elect with a living body. They will be brought to the new earth and form the tribe of the new generation and will be allowed to experience miracles upon miracles, for they dwell in paradise in blissful communion with the light-filled spiritual and yet possess the memory of the old earth and the downfall. Amen.